Continuing the evaluation here. Okay, so the voting is less than 2,000 votes separating Dr. Oz and Dave McCormick for the Republican primary chance to take on John Fetterman. Fetterman is an absolute disastrous candidate for the Democrats. I mean, they'll try to prop him up, but he's an absolute disastrous candidate with a horrible amount of video in his background. I don't know how he won. Connor Lamb would have been a far better candidate for the state of Pennsylvania to run for Senate. They blew it, frankly. The radicals, the far-left socialists, pushed this guy forward. Good luck statewide for a guy who thinks it's okay to sacrifice full-term infants on the altar of Democratic ideology. Good luck with that. Meanwhile, it will be an automatic recount. The threshold, it looks that way anyway, right now. If a race is within 0.5%, which right now the separation between Dave McCormick and Dr. Oz is 0.2%, we're told there are about 100,000 votes still outstanding. But that's going to be tough to overcome. It's been back and forth, very tight. We'll see who comes out on top. Too close to call, I'll tell you that. Meanwhile, the early voting in North Carolina, I should tell you this, showing a strong interest in Tuesday's primary and signaling a big shift in voter preference away from Democrats and toward Republicans, which is going to bode very well for what happens on the 8th of November. Remember the 8th of November. It's coming soon, and you can't sit on the couch to get it done. You can't, right? 290,000 early vote requests for Democrat ballots, 284,000 for Republicans. It gave Democrats a 1% advantage heading into the primary. Historical data shows early voting typically dominated by Democrats. 1%? Meaningless. 1%. During the last election, 68% of the early vote requested ballots came from Democrats. But that has changed. 62% of the requested ballots came from Republicans this time. You see, this has happened before in this country a number of times, and that is simply this. Democrats, unable to win by the rules at hand, will change the game, if possible. They will change the rules, if possible. You've seen this happen a number of times. They have to change the rules to make it possible. That's why they use the courts to ram through things that would otherwise never become law in America. Pick your topic, whatever it might be, including Roe v. Wade. You could never get it through Congress, so you get it through the courts. You could never get it through the state houses, so you ram it through the courts. And if that doesn't work, you try other ways to make the end run. Same thing here. Early voting. Heavily favored Democrats for a bit. Then Republicans figure it out. And there's a shift. You know, that happened in Florida just a few years ago. They made rule changes, shoved two districts to the Democrats that have now been taken back over by Republicans. In New York, where the Democrats tried to gerrymander the system after putting through what they thought would be laws to protect them from any gerrymandering from the Republicans, get rejected in court, and as a result, out of the 26 seats that will be up for grabs in New York, instead of having 22 of them, they're likely to have 14 of them. 14 to 12, not 22 to 4. Huge difference. The rules come back and bite them because they don't take the long view. They don't understand how the game is played. They try to change the rules in the short term, and they always end up losing to the Democrats, it seems to me. Same thing this year. You see, the Republicans were able to get gerrymandering done to their liking in Florida, which will be more seats coming out of Florida for the Republicans. It'll be more seats coming out of New York as well because the Democrats screwed it up. They dropped the ball. Not to mention the fact that America is rejecting across the board all the socialist nonsense. All of it. Open borders and no baby food. Gas, by the way, I just looked. Set a new record again today. Of course it did. $4.56.7. $4.56.7, up 3 cents since yesterday. 4 cents, excuse me, up 4 cents since yesterday. Setting a new national average. Diesel up half a cent. $5.57.7, setting an all-new record. It continues to go and go and go. And if you think this doesn't impact people, you are so wrong. But Does this administration care? Do the Democrats care? Do the socialists care about you or the folks? No. Who's looking out for you? Not the Democrats. Not a number of Republicans, too, I might add. Anybody that would vote for supporting a war in Ukraine or thinks it's a good idea to send American troops back in Somalia is out of their mind. It's not what America wants. We don't want entanglements in Ukraine or war in Somalia. It's not what we want. Meanwhile, John Kerry's so out of touch with all of this because if gas was $500 a gallon, it wouldn't matter to him. But John Kerry's so out of touch, he thinks America's ready to move to electric cars right now and says we have to do it 20 times faster than we had planned. 20 times faster. Listen to Lurch. Here he is.
So this year we have to implement those promises. And what it means is we have to decarbonize the power sector five times faster than we are right now. We have to deploy renewables five times faster than we are right now. We have to transition to electric vehicles about 20 times faster than we are now. And we have to fully transition to a resilient net zero economy faster.
Says the guy that travels everywhere exclusively by private jet. Well, I'm too important, says Lurch. Brr. Hello, Lurch. Brr, brr, brr. That tool could have been president. Think about how frightening that would have been. That Nimrod could have been president. How frightening. By the way, you can save money, not with Democrats, but with WellConnect Geothermal. WellConnect Geo is a hybrid geothermal system, connects right to your heating and air system that you have in your house currently. If you have a well in the yard, you have to have a well in the yard. That is your renewable energy source to cut your cost of doing business by 70%. And if you're a do-it-yourself person, you can do it yourself. They're also looking for contractors if you happen to be one. So keep that in mind. WellConnectGeo.com. I'll be back on the Steve Gruber Show.